Welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by VCU Health. The spread of COVID-19 is a rapidly evolving situation impacting all of our lives, and especially our hospitals. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Alan Dow, professor of internal medicine and a hospitalist at VCU Health. Dr. Dow, let's talk about people with chronic conditions, say diabetes or cancer. Should they still be getting their usual routine care at the hospital?
Yeah, so there's a real risk of people not getting the care that they need and having complications. There may be things that are sort of, you know, minor complaints to them, but maybe serious triggers to us as healthcare practitioners. One of the things that we've seen with the coronavirus is that there's a large amount of excess mortality. So normally in the United States, about 50,000 people or so die a month. And we saw that the number in April was about 65,000. And we know of those 15,000 extra people who died, about 8,000 had coronavirus, but we don't know what the other 7 or 8,000 people died of. Many of them may have had some kind of chronic condition that didn't get the care that it needed. So one of the advances that we've really relied on over the past 6 weeks is expanding telehealth to many more patients. Many patients do need to get seen in person, but also many can also now start using more telehealth to be able to get seen for their conditions.
So what about people that telehealth isn't a fit for? Should they feel safe coming to the hospital?
So I think our hospitals are actually safer than almost anywhere else out in the community. If you look at the numbers of people that have been infected through the patients we've taken care of VCU Health, almost all of them have gotten infected out in the community. Whereas in the hospital, we're paying a lot of attention to making sure that everyone is safe. Everyone wears a mask, and that's something that we do out of not just protecting ourselves, but more so to really protect our patients and protect each other. There's a lot of attention to hand washing, to cleanliness, to making sure that people that have symptoms that could be consistent with COVID are placed in isolation and separated from other patients. So there's a lot of safety measures in hospitals. And frankly, I think a hospital is safer than going to the grocery store.
If I'm someone who needs routine care for a chronic condition, what are the precautions that I should take?
The first thing you should do is reach out to your healthcare practitioners and make sure that coming in is the right thing for you, or whether it's better to have your care handled by telehealth. Then follow those instructions. But if they do want you to come in, it's important to wear a mask. It's important to continue social distancing and hand washing. Really, all of this has been put into policies and procedures that we're doing at VCU Health. And I think most other health systems are doing something similar, because we really want to keep everyone safe. And it's not just our patients, but also ourselves and our colleagues and everyone that could be coming through our environment.
Thank you, Dr. Dow, for your time. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health. To learn more, please visit vcuhealth.org/COVID-19.